Well, meanwhile, the Taoiseach is seeking a meeting with the chief executive of AstraZeneca over the continuing shortfall in vaccine supplies. The move follows increased political pressure over the pace of the vaccine rollout. The opposition has also accused the government of not providing enough clear information to those waiting for their jab. We're joined now on the line by the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you say that more clarity is needed, but is there any point in setting vaccination targets at the moment if they're going to be missed?
Well, I think it's important that we do recognise the volatility in the supply of vaccines, and that's certainly a big concern. But even within the parameters of what we know we're likely to receive, I think the messaging could be better. For example, 3 weeks ago, the minister announced that we were starting to vaccinate the over 70s. Now, that's a very big group of people. It's about 500,000 people. And, you know, I think it's important that the scheduling of that be set out very clearly, because as of now we're only at the point of finishing the group of people over 85. So people are waiting anxiously, and that's great that there's such enthusiasm for the vaccines, but it's important that there's more clarity in relation to when people are likely to receive those. And you know, that's a very important group. It's the cohort 3 in the priority list, but equally then there's cohort 4, which is people who have serious underlying conditions that put them at very high risk. And there's about 160,000 people in that group. So just yesterday, the minister made it clear that it's going to be about the middle of May by the time all people over 70 will receive their vaccine. And we now need clarity in relation to that group 4, people with the serious underlying conditions. Because as of this week, there's only about 10,000 being done. So it's going to be some time before the rest of that group of 160,000 are done. So my concern is that people's expectations are being raised without providing the kind of clarity about the timescale that will be involved before they receive their vaccines.
And yet we know that one of the big problems here is supply. What, in your view, can the government do to boost supply? Because it says it's doing absolutely everything it can in that area.
Yeah, I think it is unfair to lay the blame at the government's door for the difficulties in supply, I have to say. There are issues that arise from us being part of the EU arrangement, and you know, that is what it is. The EU were late in placing orders and so on, and there's a difficulty as a result of that. Now, you know, we need to continue to press the at EU level for greater efforts to be made to access vaccines from the suppliers. And we also need an early decision in relation to the Russian Sputnik vaccine, which by all indications, it's a very, very good vaccine. But we need to have that considered and approved at an early stage. I think, you know, we have to bear in mind that the supply is going to be less than was originally expected. But in that context, there are a couple of things. As I say, we need to be clearer about when people are likely to receive their vaccines. But the other thing is that we need to be sure that when we do start receiving those higher numbers, and we're expecting about 1 million a month over the second quarter of April, May and June, we have to be absolutely sure that the system will be ready to get those vaccines out as quickly as possible.
And do you have your doubts about that then? Because the government has said all along that, you know, in that area, at least everything is going to plan.
Well, we don't know whether it is or not, really. We're being given these assurances, but it would be good to see the plan set down on paper. At the moment, the number of vaccines being administered per day is just over 12,000. Now, if we get to a point, and hopefully we will get to that point in the second quarter, and, you know, that's starting just next month, where there'll be a if we're getting the 1 million plus doses per month, there'll be a need to ramp that up to about 35,000 doses being administered every day. And we need an assurance that everything is in place for that, that the locations for the mass vaccination centres are absolutely firmed up, and that the necessary staff will be available in the places where they're needed.
Oh, right.
And for that reason, I've been calling on the minister to actually publish a plan for the rollout of the mass vaccination programme, because we haven't seen that as of yet.
All right, Roisin Shortall, thanks for joining us this morning.